Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we're going to continue the conversation with NFL great Bruce Matthews. Bruce, your son, Jake Matthews, he is in his third season with the Falcons, and he's proven to be very effective as a left tackle in the NFL. Talk to me about giving me the personal touch. I mean, what's it like to be his father? And on the other side, you had an incredible NFL career. What's it like? You've had two sons that have played in the NFL, and he is really thriving. This has been his best season yet?
Yes. It's hard being a dad.
Tell me why.
Playing was a lot easier because you can go out, you do your thing, you give your effort, and you're done with it. But mm-hmm. as a dad, you're sitting there and you're watching, and especially for me, I try to impart some of the wisdom that I've kind of gathered over the years. But to be quite frank, just like in life, the best learning tools in the NFL are, unfortunately, the times you get your butt whipped. And he's had that his share of that, and not obviously it's going down each year, and he's starting to get a feel for where he is as a player and what his strengths are. But the dynamic that you face in the NFL as an offensive tackle has no comparison whatsoever to who you face in college. Because typically in college, you're bigger, stronger, faster, and a better athlete than the guy that's rushing against you. In the NFL, those guys are trained, all I can say is professional. Mm-hmm. They are all about sacks. They are all about studying their opponent's weakness. They're all about working their technique and just exploiting anything, any weakness they see in their opponent to get those sacks, because, you know, that's what the league's all about, is the D lineman. That's that kind of is your marquee or calling card. And it's something that you can talk about, but until you endure it and you face those guys, because it isn't just the top line guys that can get after you. I mean, Michael Bennett, you know by name brand mm-hmm. that he's a great player. He can embarrass you. But it's those backup guys, Cassius Marsh, you know, the guys who come in second or giving those guys a blow. They can embarrass you just as well. Every guy you play in the NFL is capable of getting after you. And you just got to, it's a mindset that I'm not going to let down. I'm going to finish every play. And he's really done a good job in terms of that mentality and learning that. And, you know, it's still a learning process. And I told him, even in my 19th year, there's stuff you're working on and areas of weakness in your game that you continue to improve on. And you study and learn. And there's things that you will know in a couple years that we can't even have a conversation about right now, because it's like a foreign language to you right now. But he loves the game. He loves the competition. The fact that you go out and get tested every week, and you may not have had a good game last week, or you may have had a great game, the guy playing you next week doesn't care. And so you're going to find out where you stand against him.
Jake Matthews was a 2014 first-round pick and certainly has come a long way since him being a rookie. But specifically, let's talk about pressure, Bruce. I mean, you know all about this. What kind of advice do you give him with dealing with pressure and with the playoffs?
The big thing we talk about is, I just try to confirm to him that, man, you've been blessed big time. And your biggest challenge is going to be against yourself. It's when you start second-guessing yourself and wondering if you're doing the right thing in terms of technique or game preparation. And he had a little knee issue, and that he didn't miss any time with it, but it changes the whole dynamic. When you're dealing with something physically that kind of takes your focus off just your opponent that week. And that's one of the interesting things of the NFL. It's one thing to factor in, all right, I feel good, I'm healthy, I'm playing against this guy this week, and this is how I'm going to prepare. Then it's a completely different thing to say, all right, I'm playing against that guy this week, but my knee's a little tweaked. So that's been a new dynamic for him, and he's figuring it out. And, you know, it's really a mind game every week, and you really need to stay focused in terms of technique and doing what you've done and doing it over and over and over again.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, selected to 14 consecutive Pro Bowls, tied for the all-time record, 9 All-Pro selections, and 19 seasons in the NFL with the Houston Oilers and the Tennessee Titans. Bruce, you and your beautiful wife, Carrie, you guys have 7 children. You actually live right here in the Houston area in Sugar Land, Texas. I just have to wonder, from a family's perspective, how cool would that be for your son to be able to advance and have the Falcons in the Super Bowl? You talk about a dream come true, and so wonderful for him to, you know, come back to his hometown.
It would. Man, there's been a lot of things that have kind of surfaced after we found out that, you know, the Falcons had locked up a playoff berth, mm-hmm. and that was first and foremost. And, you know, the Super Bowl always seems like such a far-off thing. But it's funny because, to a man, and every team that's playing this weekend, you got 4 in the AFC and 4 in the NFC. And they think, honestly, that they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a letdown when that doesn't happen. And there's such a finality to it. And but going back to the Super Bowl, yeah, the fact that it's here in Houston. And then secondly, Jake called us last night and was talking, and he had read the book, and it reminded him we both had our first playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks. We played them back in 87, and we won, and they're playing them in 2017, so 30 years later, and hopefully they'll get a win too.
Well, let's move ahead, Bruce. Let's talk about your brand new book. It is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football Faith and Fatherhood. We are going one-on-one with the great Bruce Matthews. What was the goal of the book? Because you share the highs, but you also, I mean, you really open up. You also talk about the lows of the football life.
Yeah, the big thing was to kind of tell the story of the Matthews family. And to be perfectly honest, the title was ripped off from the Manning family because, you know, they get all the pub as the first family and stuff. And we're like, dang, we got 8 people who played in the NFL. But not to disparage the Manning family.
Right, sure.
Actually, Archie was my first quarterback with the Oilers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
And then my last Pro Bowl, Peyton was the quarterback for our Pro Bowl team. And I go, man, you don't realize how old this makes me feel to say that I play with your dad and you as well. But it's basically to tell the story of the Matthews family from my perspective, and a lot of the things that I went through growing up, and things, quite honestly, that I, at the time, it was like, man, I wish I could be in any other situation than this. But God, in his infinite wisdom, used those circumstances and grew me in areas and stretched me in areas and developed me in areas where I really needed some stretching. And it's a book about perspective because, like I said, at the time, those events seemed very painful. But in hindsight, it was like, man, this wouldn't have happened had that event not happened, or I wouldn't have grown in this area, or I wouldn't appreciate this area of my life
sure.
had I not gone through those experiences. And that's kind of what we're trying to share through this book.
An exclusive interview tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with NFL great Bruce Matthews. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined after this quick timeout.